Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today, Mr. Modi said that states can play an active role to achieve the same as they are directly connected with the people. He said this decade is of the changes, technological and geopolitical, and also of opportunities. The Prime Minister said India should grab these opportunities and make the policies conducive for international investment. He said this is the stepping stone for progress to make India a developed nation. Mr. Modi said the country is moving in the right direction and it has defeated the once-in-100-year pandemic. He said the countrymen are full of enthusiasm and confidence. The Prime Minister said the dreams of a Viksit Bharat at 2047 can be fulfilled with the combined efforts of all states. He said Viksit Bharat states will make a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said India is a youthful country and it is a huge attraction for the entire world because of its workforce. He said the aim is to make the youth a skilled and employable workforce. The Prime Minister said emphasis is on skill, research, innovation and job-based knowledge is necessary for making Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog was held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India will continue to uphold ASEAN unity and centrality through its Act East policy. Speaking at the 14th East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers meeting in Vientiane today, the External Affairs Minister said Act East policy has completed a decade. He said next year, East Asia Summit process will complete 2 decades and India will contribute towards stronger East Asia Summit process. Dr. Jaishankar said, India remains a steadfast supporter of ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific and appreciates its convergence with Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. Dr. Jaishankar said, India encourages more East Asia Summit members to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. He said, India has consistently contributed towards East Asia Summit Plan of Action and it was reflected in East Asia Summit Conference on Maritime Security and Cooperation held in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, EIR News website and News on EIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channel of EIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. A meeting of chief ministers of BJP-ruled states will be held in New Delhi at party headquarters in a short while. The meeting will also be attended by senior BJP leaders. More effective implementation of the government schemes, feedback from the states and other issues are expected to be taken up during the high-level meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, an exchange of fire is underway with an unidentified person on a forward post in Kamkari area of Machal sector on the line of control in Kupwara. According to defense sources, one Pakistani national has been killed while 2 army soldiers suffered injuries during the operation. The operation was continuing till reports last came in. In a heartbreak for India in the Paris Olympics, both Indian teams bowed out of the medal contention when, in 10-meter mixed team air rifle competition, Team 1, comprising Sandeep Singh and Ella Vinil Valaviran, finished 12th, and Team 2, comprising Arjun Babuta and Ramita Jindal, finished 6th in the qualification round. In individuals events, Sarabjot Singh finished 9th and Arjun Cheema 22nd in 10-meter air pistol for men event. Top 8 qualifies to the medals round. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with host Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of 3-match series at Pallakkale this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The IMD has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over central India during the next 2 days. In Uttarakhand, Gujarat, East Rajasthan, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha, very heavy rainfall may occur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.